when the sun beats down and burns.
It's summer, otherwise known as the season for slacking off. Could an inspiring company song keep us humming through these dog days? Probably not. Nevertheless, many companies have tried it. Summer Listens number 4 from WNYC's own Rex Doan tells the story behind the corporate anthem.
Early corporate anthems like this one for IBM sounded more like fight songs for someone's dear old alma mater than anything else. But by the 1950s, mere song and verse gave way to big, brassy industrial shows with multiple musical numbers dedicated to pushing product.
Standing on the corner, watching all the Fords go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the Fords the eye.
Steve Young is a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman and is the foremost collector and researcher of industrial show souvenir albums.
They were very lavishly produced Broadway-style reviews, often using legitimate Broadway talent and name-brand composers to put on a whole musical to motivate the sales force and not only just inspire them to sell, but also inspire them to feel good about the way of life they've chosen.
Coca-Cola, daily gaining in strength, drawn from the experience of the past and the opportunities of the here and now.
Some of the big corporations like GM and Coca-Cola have a lot of very bombastic material that goes beyond just details about the product that may be at hand, but giving you a much more overarching view of this. This is more than just a product that we're selling. We're existing on a much higher plane. We're the backbone of the free world. We're the reason that life is worth living, that sort of thing. You see a lot of that in Coca-Cola shows.
Coca-Cola, here and now, wherever you may be. From the Empire State to the Golden Gate, from sea to shining sea.
And this is the sort of thing that would bring tears to the eyes of grown-up sales executives sitting in the audience.
In addition to writing songs that appear in such major films as Shane and Sabrina, Wilson Stone penned Coca-Cola's Here and Now, along with several other industrial show tunes for corporations like Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Xerox. Stone was drawn to writing industrial shows for the familiar reasons.
We would have a cast of 30 people and a 60-piece orchestra. You know, they were huge. And most of the, we really used all Broadway people because they paid so much money. So we all did it. Just for the money.
The size and budget that industrial shows used to boast still amazes Hank Beebe, who worked in the field for over 20 years.
Well, the only figures I remember are the ones for the first show, which was in 56 for the 57 line, and that show was budgeted at 6 times the cost of bringing My Fair Lady to Broadway that same year.
Proud, proud, Chevrolet, proud.
By Beebe's math, that means that the 1957 Chevrolet Extravaganza carried a price tag of over $3 million. A considerable sum to be sure, but perhaps deserved.
It's an easy thing to write a song about love. It's hard to write a song about spark plugs.
How it feels to feel Chevrolet proud, bright broad banners everywhere.
Indeed, the lyrical content of many industrial show songs bordered on the bizarre. Again, Steve Young.
The Bathrooms Are Coming is from 1969 from the American Standard Company, and it's pretty much got everything you could want in an industrial show. It's got a song called My Bathroom, which is a sort of wonderful tribute to a woman's bathroom and how much it means to her.
My bathroom, My bathroom is a private kind of place, very special kind of place, the only place where I can stay, making faces at my face. My bathroom.
Like some traveling production of Cabaret for Carburetors, many of the industrial shows even toured from city to city for regional sales meetings. But by the mid-1980s, the light would dim on the industrial show. Bloated budgets and the emergence of multimedia presentations silenced the corporate chorus line. So today, the only place the industrial show lives on is in the living room of collector Steve Young, a fact that makes one wonder about the cumulative effects of listening to the over 150 industrial show albums that are in the possession of this sub-subgenre's sole archivist.
I wouldn't say I've been brainwashed by listening to these songs, but I feel like, boy, I really like Massey Ferguson tractors now. I've never been on a tractor in my life, but boy, I'd be proud to own one. I'd be proud to sell and service one.
She's a driving rain and the wind and the plane. She's as hard as a Midwest winter. And there's no halfway when you're feeding the world. There's just no room for beginners. You hold the key to the land of the free, and you know the power is in her. So stand up proud and say it loud. This is the world of winners. Sing it!
Yes, we're Massey.
Massey's number one.
For On the Media in New York, I'm Rex Doan.
There's media all around us, media big and small.
There are media that are hard to kill, like in that movie by Seagal.
There's so much media everywhere, it's hard to find relief.
There's media in the food we eat and in the air we breathe.
I don't know what you're saying, but I know this much is true. Our name is On the Media, and we're the show for you.
On the Media,
tune it in and turn it on.
On the Media,
we've got the Punditron.
On the Media,
we're your media watchdog.
On the Media,
at onthemedia.org.
Media,
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 media
deserves a second look.
Media,
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 media.
That's why you've got Bob and Bro.
Rex Doan produced that piece for us back in 2001. Mike Pesca, who now hosts The Gist at Slate, wrote the lyrics, and John Dryden wrote the tune for the On the Media anthem.